a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Hey, have either of you two been to the Barrable Maze?
No. I've lived here for like 10 years and I have never been to the Barrable Maze. We tried to take people there one time to do it.
We're going
to
do like a Harry Potter thing. Yes.
Oh, like and Goblet then, of Fire.
Yeah, and then COVID happened and it just never got mentioned again.
And also Harry Potter. So.
No.
Oh, but how fun would,
does it have those vibes? Can we do Goblet of Fire?
Yeah, so we went there on Sunday. And for those people who don't know, haven't been there yet, Barrable Hills, just the other side of Ceres. It's set up as like a little cafe restaurant in the homestead.
Nice.
Overlooking beautiful gardens, and as part of the gardens is a genuine maze, a hedge sort of maze. We went there on Sunday for our mum's birthday.
Nice, yeah.
A little bit of a get-together. And it was really nice. But, of course, if you say me, Cameron Ling, and my son, Jed Ling, what do you immediately think of? Jed gets lost.
Yes.
Oh, not another. Me.
And then you go looking for him and everyone wants to get photos, so you're getting photos with this look on your head like, where's me kid?
Yeah, so you decided, I've lost him at a footy match and I've lost him at a caravan park. Let's take him to a maze and really set that trauma in so that the psychologist can hear about the big three.
Yes, but this time, it was kind of me who I think I got lost.
Okay.
Because I'll try and explain this.
Okay.
So the kids have headed in. Like, we as the adults are like, oh, this is gold. Hopefully they all do get lost in the maze. All the kids. And we can just hang and chat.
Is it like a secret door that they can get traumatised children out of? Or is it like an actual
cherry picker? Yeah. It's a cherry picker that goes over.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then after a while, so the kids were kind of knowing there's like a little fort tower right in the middle. Mm. And then there's one at the top corner and they can wave to you. But they can't get out of the maze from that tower.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's all fun. The kids are knowing which way to go and all that sort of stuff. About, say, half an hour, 45 minutes into them playing in there, one of the older ones yells out, Uncle Cameron, Jed's crying. He's really upset. He needs you. I'm like, all right, righto, in I go. And I've started off into the maze.
Follow the sound of crying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's a big maze.
Yes.
And a big high hedges, and it's really well done. I'm running through, and I'm like, Jed! And then I'm started calling for the other boys, like, George! Max! I think I got lost. I took wrong turns, but I was running.
Yeah.
So I was, like, panic running. I'm going, okay, do I turn right here?
Getting disoriented.
I'm certain I've seen this area before.
Oh, no.
And all I'm picturing is like Jed like shivering and weeping in some corner and I'm bolting around and here. And I reckon it took a solid sort of like 5-8 minutes of me getting myself completely discombobulated until I finally found him. I'm like, Jed, are you all right? He's like, yeah, all good. Like whatever it was that he was crying over, he'd got over in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm the panicked one inside the maze for no reason.
And then you're the one that's crying in the corner.
Yeah, I'm like, get me out of here, please.
Hey, Arnie Dodds, Cameron's crying again.
He needs you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Pop, hey, all right, let's play Geelong Surf Coast, the Bellarine's most popular Tuesday-based game.
Mm.
It's called Guess the Year. I'm going to play little bits of songs. We need to cast our minds back through the mist of time, try and remember where we were. Oh, I like that extra back.
Nice.
Baby got back. Where we were, what we were doing when we first heard the song. Usually some sort of emotional trauma that we were enduring.
Where was I crying? Where was I texting on a Nokia?
Tears on the dance.
Yes.
Or playing the snake game.
I clocked the snake. Anyway, we won't go down there.
Okay, sure.
Songs, Tom?
Yep, I'm going to play little bits of them. And we need to decipher. We need to work out what year it was released. Closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. We ready to play?
I've got my pen. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Question number one for Guess the Year this week is...
Know this song either.
I don't think I do either.
Oh my God.
Hey.
All right, well, this will be good because we just have a guess.
If you two don't know the song, that puts it right there.
Don't act like you know. Come on.
Well, I could be a whole decade off here.
Yeah, same.
More.
I don't know. I've just had a guess.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1985.
93.
No, I went 85. You went 96.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, spread. Here we go.
The year was 1994.
Oh, Lingy.
Lingy.
Yes.
It's a Ling.
That was.
Ding Ling.
Told you.
Sorry, let's just have another listen. That's ridiculous for 90s.
It's got that sort of vibe.
It's got 80s vibes, mate.
No.
Here we go. No, I know better.
I don't know.
I know better than when they released the music, okay? here we go. That's 1 point to you, amazingly. Question number two.
I
like the way you work. Yeah.
No diggity. I've done damage to this song. Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Disgusting.
You were starting to do damage then with your moves.
Me and my friend Rach. Good memories.
Okay. Does that mean you know what year it was released?
Nah. I don't.
Ooh, okay.
All right. I've written something down.
I'm
trying to pick peak Loggy.
You've gone
damage
early.
Years.
Okay.
I think I've gone early accidentally.
If this is peak Loggy damage years.
No. I think I was a child.
I am way off. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
1995.
Oh, I went 2000. I've gone way late.
Okay,
here we go.
The year was 1996.
Oh, I'll take that one. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, one to me, one to Lingy. Tiebreaker, or if you want to get involved, you're more than welcome. Here we go. Question number three.
Okay, I know.
Who is that?
No.
Oh, give me the. Is it like the artist?
Do you not know either?
Paul
Brandy
Abdul?
Or
no, it's Janet Jackson. All the girls in the party, look at that body.
Oh, okay.
I remember my friend got the album, and so we were at her house.
Mm, and how old were you at the time?
Well, she said, put that song on. She's like, no, let's just play the album from the start. And I was like, why wouldn't you listen to the best song on the album first and then go back?
Ah, so you were the one who sort of helped destroy albums.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't know. By that attitude, I can't really pinpoint a time in your life, given that's what you're always like. So.
All right, I've got mine.
All right.
Loggy's fairly confident
okay,
with
you.
I'm not right. at all. It's all front.
3, 2, 1.
1996. Oh, 569.
569, let's find out.
The year was 2001.
What?
No.
Oh, no, don't argue it. You cannot argue with the voice. The voice says 2001. That's a win for me. Play the sound effects, please, Tommy.
I reserve the right to hold off on the
Do you know what?
Fireworks.
Do you know what? No. You have to give the firework. It was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well done,
wow.
Lingy. You've been winning the games a little bit lately, haven't you?
I have. I've been
Do you know
studying
what?
Up.
Colour me surprised.
Oh, I wouldn't
okay.
have said. All right, so that is Guess the Year for this week, and we will play again next Tuesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I was in a situation and I had to go shopping by myself, food shopping, right? And I'm the type of person that I'm like, I don't need a trolley. I will just carry it on my arms because I get this sense of strength where I'm like, I can do it. And it's normally like 4 bags on one arm and then one arm free.
Have you heard of these things called baskets?
No, I don't do. I'm at Aldi, mate. There's baskets at Aldi. Just don't.
Okay,
you
sure.
Just it's too much. It's a whole. You walk into Aldi, you got to be on your game, and a basket just gets in the way. Okay, so I'm because you can't really fold it under. So I'm talking bags.
Right.
The bags that you know reuse. Right. Anyway, so it's at Aldi. I got a bit more than what I expected. 4 bags full. Okay.
Sure.
I am the sheep of Christmas. 4 bags full, and I packed them all. Anyway, I was wearing these pants that I've actually got on today. And they're like, you know, they're like 15-year-old pants. They're whatever, but they're still good. They're like, they've got an elastic waist.
I would call them culottes.
Yeah. They've got an elastic waist. They're loose, you know, whatever, right? But as I was walking out of Aldi, the bags were, you know, rubbing on my body. And as I was walking, they were making a movement of up, down, up, down.
Why were you
down.
Going like this oh, as you're walking out?
No, I wasn't doing a U, Tom. I was doing... Now my pants are chafing me. No, I am. So as I was walking, you know, just with the movement of being human, walking, holding bags, the bags were rubbing against my body. And as such, my pants were falling down.
Right, okay.
Okay.
It happens. It happens.
Now.
Did you have your good nicks on?
Well, I could see my car from the door.
Yeah.
And I knew that I had to get through one door, through another door, and then across a car park to get to my car.
So they've started falling as soon as you've left the register.
Look.
Quick calculation needed there.
Quick calculation. I was in a perfect position where I was like, I've got everything in my arm and this arm is not going to hold out. I need to move. Yeah. I need to move now. Okay. Part of me was like, just put the bags down, pull up your pants. And I was like, you know what? I don't have time. This is the way that the brain works, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I thought, do I walk quickly? Then I figured out quickly that that makes pants fall down
faster,
a bit more.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Walk carefully.
Yeah.
So then I started walking with a bit of a swagger.
Yeah.
A bit of a like a hip movement to kind of like hoist up. Wasn't really working.
No.
Had a long t-shirt on.
Okay.
So you knew you
so
had
I was
a little
like,
bit to play
I've got a little
with.
Bit to play with. But once that elastic gets over the main hump, that's a quick fall down.
It's all over, yeah.
It's a quick fall.
That's right. That's the precipice.
I knew that I just had to make it from the front door. My pants were mid hump.
Yeah.
Okay. And I knew that I just had to get to the car.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can do this.
Yeah.
As I was walking, I was 2 steps away from the car.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Bang. Down.
Oh, down.
They hit
down.
The ground?
Well, they're loose. I had my t-shirt on, so there was no, you know, but my legs.
Surely,
my legs were out.
Surely you did a knee save, like you go.
Well, I did. I was kind of like, oh. And so, and then I quickly opened the door. So imagine this. My hands are full. I'm like, you can see my pants are down, but my legs are out.
The legs
and so
have popped
I'm holding,
out to say hi.
The legs are popped out. So I'm holding the door and I'm moving the door with my legs akimbo and I'm trying to throw the bags in there. My t-shirt's popping up. I would have looked like the biggest moron.
Yeah, I saw Loggy from the radio at Albany. She looked like she'd pooped her pants.
And I just, look, apologies, beautiful community of Ocean Grove. I mean, you would have done the same.
Absolutely, exactly the same thing. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Just a quick follow-up from yesterday. I brought to the table the fact that I was looking for the variety pack cereals. We've got lots of family coming to stay with us for Christmas.
Let us pray.
Nephews who love cereal. They eat a lot of cereal. And I thought, hey, if we've got all the cousins around, it might be fun for, like we used to have on holidays, to get the variety little boxes of cereal. Because then you get to try cereals that your mum would never buy, like a full...
Yes.
Box of like Frosties
and
what was
kids
the
love trying
Honey Oats or whatever was the honey, you know, the little circle one, like all that stuff, all that gear.
And you said that you couldn't find these, and we went to the listeners and said, are they still out there? Do they exist? And we had a few people call in, saying that there are some, but in like little plastic bags, sort of packs,
rather than sort of the boxes, the traditional miniature cereal boxes.
Yeah, I'm certain they exist. And in fact, last night, Tommy, I went along to Henry's basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, AWA there in Belmont,
mm-hmm.
And immediately had someone come over to me and say, "Hey, can you tell Tom,
okay,
that if he goes to Coles in Lara, where he shops all the time and claims he couldn't find them, that if he just looked on the bottom shelf in the cereal aisle, just near the Nutri-Grain, they're there.
Right.
Really, really obvious, really easy to see. Tell him to look a little closer.
The boxing, okay.
So you've done the guy thing where you're like, I can't find it, help everyone. But you haven't actually looked with your eyes.
Yeah, and it's people like you, Tom, who give us guys a bad name.
Yeah, you looked with your mouth, not with your eyes. And I hate that.
I did. I ran my tongue along the aisle. And I got to the end and I was like, nah, can't taste it. Could not identify it. No,
another reason not to go.
I swear I went down the cereal aisle and I couldn't see them at all. And now all the feedback that we've had is, again, that they are come in a box, but they're little bags now. They're not actual little boxes with the cling wrap around them like they used to be, that clear plastic. Mate.
Yeah, but Kim from Bell Post Hill said Bell Post Shopping Centre
had them.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe look with your eyes.
Have you done anything about it?
Yeah. I went to both Woolies and Coles yesterday at the Village, but I was juggling a four-year-old and a two-year-old, and it was a lot. So I thought, it's hard, but
mums do it.
Yeah, I don't know how people shop with kids.
Mums do it all the time.
You shut up, Woolies. you don't ever do it. You're right, mums do it. It was a lot, and I did it. I went.
Well, you didn't do it because you didn't get them.
We did Coles, we did Liquorland, we did Woolies, then we did Bunnings, and then we did Aldi yesterday.
I could get my six pack, but the cereal too hard.
Yeah, that's right.
Skip the Liquorland.
I needed the beer last night for a barbecue. I didn't need the cereal last night for a barbecue. I'll wait.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We want to talk now, perhaps birth certificate mistakes, perhaps. False assumptions, because today is my mum's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Laurel.
Yes, happy lots birthday, of love from Lozzie. The team here at K-Rock.
Now, today is the 5th of December. Mm. Now, my mum, as it turned out, she, for so many years, 40 in fact, or just over 40, thought her birthday was on the 6th of December and celebrated. And I was born... the last sort of 10 years of that portion, always celebrated her birthday on the 6th of December.
Yeah.
Until, for some reason, I don't know what it was, maybe they were getting a passport renewed or something like that. She got her, or they might have only been getting a passport for the first time, perhaps, got her birth certificate read and like, oh, it's the 5th of December.
Wow.
Is her
How
actual
does
birthday.
That happen?
So, Straight away, I've got to say, I love my papa, my mum's dad, but maybe he'd had a couple of beers celebrating perhaps the birth of his daughter. Maybe there was some confusion, or maybe just one year he said, or they said, I'm pretty sure this was the day you were born, and they celebrated it right through on the 6th of December. But in fact, it's today, the 5th of December. So happy birthday again, mum. I'm sure something like this happens often, though.
So she didn't stay, even though she knows now it's actually the 5th, she's moved the celebrations out to the 5th?
To the 5th.
She doesn't do it on the 6th?
Yes.
That is like a complete change.
Yeah.
Yeah, big shift.
How is it, in what era was the parents' job to write the date? Like, doesn't everybody know the date? There's some conjecture as to the date that Carly was born as well, my wife.
Really?
Because... so in her early 20s, she got a birth certificate because she was getting a passport and she found out that her name is hyphenated rather than a middle name. So it's Carlia hyphen rather than Carlia space middle name. And she called her mum and she's like, hey, it's hyphenated. I don't have a middle name. For the last 23 years or whatever, I thought I had a middle name.
Yeah.
And her mum's like, yeah, that's, I'd remember that now.
That rings a bell.
And then they tried to argue with me on your date of birth. They said it was this day, and I said it was no. I would know. I gave birth to you. It was this day. And so we celebrate her birthday on the agreed date of birth that her mum gave her.
And not what's on her birth certificate.
That's what's on her birth certificate, but it's on her birth certificate because she had to argue.
Fight for it.
So the medical professionals were wrong. You were not born on that day.
Oh, mate, look, I bet there was a fair bit going on. It's a crazy time, and it was the 80s, so who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
All right. Okay, that seems... I thought Lingy's story was a one-off, but it seems now with this one from Carlia, there might be a few more out there. Let's go to Lisa from Ocean Grove. Lisa, did this happen to you with your birth certificate?
Yeah, it did. I spelt my middle name wrong for 35 years.
Oh no. Can we ask? Do you want to divulge that information?
Yeah. So my middle name is Anne.
Yeah. Yes.
And when I was a child, my pa used to tease me about being Anne of Green Gables.
Yes.
Because I was an avid reader.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know the book, but she always emphasised throughout the book that it was Anne with an E.
Yes.
And I thought that was why he called me Anne of Green Gables.
Right.
So I always spelt it with an E. It turns out he called me Anne of Green Gables because I was really stubborn and fiery and wouldn't shut up.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with the E.
Sure.
No, nothing to do with the E. So all of my documents, like my tax file number, my license, like everything, my bank accounts, all have my name spelled wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you now spell it with the E or without the E?
Look, I've just gone with it.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
You be you.
If you run with it long enough, everyone will just take your word for it. Lisa, thank you for that. Marley in Marshall. What about you, Marley? Was it a mistake on your birth certificate?
So for 16 years, I thought my last name was my last name, and it wasn't.
What?
What?
So my last name was actually my mum's maiden name, and she went through the whole court's proceedings to get my last name changed legally. They said it was all good and fine and nothing had to happen until I went to go get my birth certificate for my learners, and my name actually just never existed because it never got changed.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Hang on. So say if Lingy was your dad and Loggy was your mum, you would be...
Bad luck, Marley.
You were born Marley Ling, and then your mum... I'm going to change it to Tamuscus.
Yeah, Marley Tamuscus.
Marley Tamuscus, but then it never officially became Marley Tamuscus, but you thought you spent the rest of your 16 years or whatever thinking you were Marley Tamuscus. Is that right?
Yeah, so I had bank accounts, everything in the last name that I thought I had, but I just never existed.
Why did my brain go straight to do crime? Like, this is perfect. You don't exist. Maybe
you
don't.
You do have the surname Tamuscus. Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.